chance does this sound a little hobbity to you? It's from the final movement called Hobbits of Johann de Mai's Symphony No. 1, which was inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, and which premiered in 1988, some 30 years after the Ring books had been published. This is not the music that was used in Peter Jackson's film trilogy, but it sounds like it could have been. And you will be hearing a lot of it in coming years, since it has been arranged to be performed by both orchestras and symphonic bands. In fact, it's currently becoming part of the repertory for many high school bands around the country, and one of them in your hometown may even be giving a concert of de Mai's full work this week, which the American Tolkien Society has designated Tolkien Week. In fact, tomorrow is officially Hobbit Day and Tolkien's birthday. The English writer is known to be a stickler for detailed authenticity in the fantasies that he created. Just ask any of his many, many fans. And there wouldn't have been a soprano saxophone in Middle Earth, but somehow I think Tolkien might enjoy the creative liberties that de Mai has taken in his interpretation of Gollum. And I know Tolkien would like the epic grandeur that the movement devoted to Gandalf brings to the concert stage.